Well, there is my claim. As good as Robert's ever was. If your son supports me, as his father supported Robert, he'll not find me ungenerous. I will gladly confirm him in all his lands, titles, and honours. He can rule in Winterfell as he pleases. He can even go on calling himself King in the North if he likes, so long as he bends the knee and does me homage as his overlord. King is only a word, but fealty, loyalty, service, those I must have. And if he will not give them to you, my lord? I mean to be king, my lady, and not of a broken kingdom. I cannot say it plainer than that. 300 years ago, a Stark king knelt to Aegon the Dragon when he saw he could not hope to prevail. That was wisdom. Your son must be wise as well. Once he joins me, this war is good as done. We... Renly broke off suddenly, distracted. What's this now? The rattle of chains heralded the raising of the portcullis. Down in the yard below, a rider in a winged helm urged his well-lathered horse under the spikes. "Summon the king!" he called. Renly vaulted up into a crenel. "I'm here, sir." "Your grace!" The rider spurred his mount closer. "I came as swift as I could from Storm's End. We are besieged, your grace. So Courtenay defies him, but—" "But? That's not possible. I would have been told if Lord Tywin left Arrenhall." "These are no Lannisters, my liege. It's Lord Stannis at your gates. King Stannis, he calls himself now."